Please come to Dr. Morris's office. Catherine Holmes.
Well, Catherine, there's good news and there's bad news.
Yes?
The good news is that we couldn't find anything wrong. Head, throat, larynx, all completely clear.
Oh, thank God.
And the bad news? Oh no, let me guess. The bad news is that
we
couldn't
find
anything
wrong. Yes, but I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to sing again.
But when?
I'm afraid I can't answer that, Catherine.
So where do we go from here, Doctor?
Well, take her home, get some rest, the pair of you.
But she's got rehearsal starting again on Monday.
Well, Monday's Monday. Look, Catherine, the body's a funny thing. Sometimes it can stop working for no reason we can detect, and then suddenly something clicks and everything comes right again.
So, Dad, I think I just need to come home for a bit. Get some rest. We could spend some time together. Go shopping, have some lunch, that kind of thing. Don't you think it would be nice?
What do you mean, come home? You can't walk out from the company.
I know, but I just need a bit of time.
You've had plenty of time, weeks of time. The doctor said there's nothing wrong with you. What more do you want?
I don't know.
After all the years, Catherine, we've struggled for this. All the money your mother and I spent on lessons. You can't throw it all away when things get tough.
Dad, please.
What does Julia say?
Oh, you know Julia. She wants me to get back to work and start earning her commission.
Well, of course she does, Catherine. I bet she isn't getting it from our other clients. Honestly, people aren't going to wait for you forever.
But I don't want them to wait for me. That's right. Leave me alone again. Why do you always do that? All those lessons after school? Sitting in that empty classroom, waiting for the teacher to arrive? Watching all the other kids run along home together? That's what I remember. Just me waiting. Everything so quiet. The only thing I could hear was my heart pounding in my ears. Mum's heartbeat. That must have been the first music I'd ever heard. Well, look what it's like when I stop singing. When I take it away from the two of you. What will you both do without your talented daughter to protect you? No, you'll just have to do what all the other parents do. Get on with it.
Hard at it, Peter.
Oh, didn't hear you come in. Kathy's not here.
I wasn't looking for Catherine.
No?
No, I thought... Oh, what a gorgeous chair.
Yeah, you like it?
I love it. The way the back curves up and over. It's got a great sense of rhythm, Peter.
Yeah, I got 300 for one of those last week. I'll really be happy if I can finish a set of six.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
So what's up, Julia?
I thought you said you were giving up smoking. What about Kathy's voice?
Like I said, she's out.
Yes.
So?
I just wonder what you think about it all.
Well, I'm no wiser than you, Julia.
Well, I've been thinking, Peter... I know it's a difficult time, but we have to tell her.
So, it just happened overnight. You know, One day she could sing, the next...
Yes. She's got to start singing again, Peter. Look, this is difficult, but you know I can't keep her on indefinitely if she's not working.
Tell me about it.
So what's been going on?
How the hell do I know? Listen, I woke up last night and she wasn't in bed. Found her in the bathroom eventually, scrunched up on the floor, not crying or anything, just shivering.
God. Did she say anything?
I keep trying, but nothing comes out.
I know, honey, I know. Shh.
But do you know what really is horrible? I can't even remember anymore. I don't even remember what I sound like when I sing.
God, you know, let's get some air in here.
What's happened, Peter? Where did it all go?
She didn't say a word.
Have you told her about us?
Of course I haven't. It's not really the right time now, is it?
Isn't it?
I'm really worried about Catherine. This morning, I thought I heard...
What did you hear, Peter? Peter.
Kathy?
Oh, I thought you were out.
I thought I heard you singing.
No, it's just one of my CDs.
Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry. Did you think it might help?
I guess so.
I caught her listening to one of her old recordings.
Really?
I mean, what's the point in that?
Jesus.
You know what, though? I am so damn angry with her.
Of course you are, Peter. We all are.
She's wandering around, one doctor's appointment to another. And in the meantime, we just have to wait? Wait for what, exactly?
Could be waiting a long time.
I know.
Give me a cigarette, Pete.
You lasted long.
Thank you.
Right. Look, I'd better finish this. I'd like to get something done today.
Yes?
Room service.
Oh, hello. I'm fine, thanks.
Would you like a morning wake-up call?
Yes. Actually, no, I'm all right.
Very well, ma'am.
Oh, thank God. Everything looks so different when you're up high. Down there, it's pressing on you all the time. All the want. Catherine, do this for us. Catherine, do that for us. Try that bit again. A bit faster, a bit slower. Give us more wit, Kathy. More sorrow. All my life I've been singing someone else's words. You feel you can never escape it. From up here, they're all just tiny pricks of light in the darkness. Look, I raise my hand and they're gone.